Hello, everyone. I think either it's a coincidence or Dr. John's arrangement. We have covered internationally, nationwide, and state. Now I'm going to be talking about a project at community level. The background, the project's background is, as many of you may know or may not know, there's a requirement for this, everybody knows Obamacare. there's a one section talking about each nonprofit hospital is required to do a community health care needs assessment. And the next step is to the strategy to meet the needs of community. This thing has to be done every 3 years to be qualified the RA as a nonprofit hospital status. So different hospitals may have different understanding about this law, and I've seen some nonprofit hospitals just ask their PR department put a couple of page needs. They believe that's the community needs. So I think at one point the audit, the RIA audits may not quantify that, and they got punished, got fined for that. But anyways, but one of our nonprofit hospital, their leader, it happened to be part of our School of Community Health Advisory Board, and the person, the leader there, are very, very understand what is the real community, what is the public health, and they're using this project as one of the leverage to help to not only assess to the needs at this point, but for the long term, for the public health needs for the community. So we designed, together we designed this project as a two sub-project or two sections of this needs assessment. One is a survey. We have that the hospital has their own list for the community list, either the residents received their service or they think it's a potential population they have. So we designed a survey. Then the second part is a spatial comparisons. We call this an interactive map for the health status, health indicators, and the health needs for the smaller community level. For that survey, we have two, again, there are two parts of that survey. One is they have 150,000 list for the community with the household list there. Separate that for a general random for this big list. Again, we believe there are special needs or underserved or not served population may using the hospital's special care providing. We have some special clinics designed for this low income, and this is a nonprofit hospital. So we did have oversampled for this part of population. The purpose is first, of course, we like to identify and prioritize our community health care needs. Then using the information for the strategy, where's the target population. So for the survey, what we design is disproportionately based on we have a 49 zip code in our community, which is Washoe County, whereas Reno, Carson, Sparks, there are several cities under this county. Many of you may know Nevada is Las Vegas, so we have two cities with the population. One is Las Vegas, where it has 70% of our population there. Then another part is Reno, Lake Tahoe area. We have around 600,000 population there. So a design that zip code based disproportionately random list, the mailing list. The second is, as I mentioned, a special group sample, which is some clinics with those underserved population. So we handed in and gave this survey to those patients before their visits. Then also we provided English and Spanish language options. So we have a very, very rapid increasing population in speak Spanish only. For actually, it's there are future population too. In the school enrollment in Las Vegas area, Hispanic is a majority now. It's past white. They have 42%, and white population there in the school enrollment is only 38%. So we have the dual language. Then the survey, the major things we try to look at is availability and how the access to the healthcare, what are the, their perceptions and what they feel the needs. We have 1,500 complete survey and the responses answered our questions. Then for from the two different sample designs, I listed few results here. First, they're not big surprise to our expecting when we ask people what about living here is negatively impact our health. One indicator is 24-hour lifestyle. As you know, if you have been Nevada, especially Las Vegas, you know, we have no ending, 24 hours lifestyle. I mean, 24 hours you can go to the service and everything, that the recreation and lifestyle. Then some health behaviors is ranked as the second. But for, I have different color here. One's from special group. I try to compare people from general population and a special population. For the special population, they think the most negative thing to the healthcare here is it's hard to access to healthcare. So they ranked the second. Then we asked the respondents to list top three health problems and people in our community they're facing. Both communities, both samples answered as healthcare related, as a cost of care, and or access to the care. So about more than 50% of them answered either the cost of the care or the access to the care is their major problem, listed as top three. And the others listed as dental care and some lifestyle problems. Then when they answered the questions about, well, how do you think any good things in our community? Anything's good for people's health? 41% says, well, they enjoy that. So it's kind of very interesting. Some people listed our lifestyle as the negative part, but we do have 43% of a general population respondent says the recreational, the outdoor activity, recreational opportunities is good for them. But especially for the random general population, but for the special group, they don't view that as a big deal. Only 16% of them says, well, the recreation is important for them. But for them, they still, again, some people complains about access for the special group. But at the same time, some also appreciate it for the access to low-income services. It looks they need it, but at the same time, we provided some way, but it's not good enough for them. Then when we ask They have basically this question is one person as a person doctor as primary care. Are they access to primary care? 86% for the general population answer yes, they have primary care. They have one person as a doctor. Only 60% for the special population. And 37% of those special population answered they have seen, they cannot have one doctor as primary doctor to talk to. Next question is, where you go for to seeking for the service, the healthcare service. 83% of the general population says they will talk to a doctor, but only 37% of a special population talk to a doctor. And 32 of those special population says, well, they go to clinics or community healthcare centers. Then, when we asked the cost, the barriers, if you have the needs for see a doctor, but when you're afraid of the cost, because of cost, you cannot go or afraid of to go. The 40% of them says yes, during the past 12 months, they wanted to go, but they just afraid of cost. The next question is, you like to see, what changes you like to see? We have more than 50%. One is access to care, one is for affordable care. So more than half of them answered affordable care. That's the first part. We did a survey, and we're going to using this data for the target population and the providing the service. However, the next part of the project is the project we think is have a long-term impact. We created interactive map. The map, here is the access to the map. I went to the GoDaddy, if somebody used there, to buy this, the purchased for next 10 years. It's www.healthcaremapdevada.org. So if you access to the map, we will have the measure indicators in the left. If you click the indicators, this shows the index of healthcare needs index. Then you have a community comparisons to know where is the hot topic. Then if you the right side is that specific zip code information. If you're interested for that specific community, you can go to the community and click or search that community, and click that community will show the community information regarding this index. If you want to go more detailed for that zip code, the community, you can click the detailed information. The list of healthcare indicators, the access to the care, the needs for the care, and the demographic information that I showed the example here for this map. And this map is general public accessible. People can use. That's the first stage. We used that project and create that infrastructure for the public health for long-term impact. Currently, we're working on the version 2, try to cover the whole state, zip code level. And basically, after this infrastructure, it's kind of the sky's your limit, because you can aid different health indicators, you can aid different communities, statewide communities. One of the projects I'm working on to do the evaluation for our emergency responding to ambulance services, they need this for the community needs and for the free care. So statewide data is also working on. We're working on the whole state. So for the conclusions, we think the Affordable Care Act could be a good leverage and opportunity for enhanced public health, not just healthcare itself, but for general public health as a good opportunity, and the long-term capacity. And we think the informatics infrastructures can provide important roles when we making the policy or impacted policy or policy making. Last minutes, last second, I'd like to appreciate the people here with the team from different places. The Community Health Alliances, which is the non-profit part of the St. Mary Hospital. The St. Mary just purchased after this contract, our project. They were purchased by a for-profit right now, but their non-profit part are separate from them. The second is our Office of Health Policy from medical school. And the third group is my group with my graduate students here, the technicians here. They spend a lot of time. So the last words I like to say is apparently public health, if you don't work with the other healthcare providers or the policymakers, it's hard for us to work alone. But if we work together, basically it's a win-win win for all those stakeholders. And the final winner, the biggest winner, is the community themselves. Thank you.